The Financial Diet, A Total Beginner's Guide to Getting Good with Money. Author, Chelsea Fagan. Spending money is an essential part of our lives, but it is how we spend money that makes the difference. Going on a shopping spree simply because you have enough cash isn't a good way to spend your hard-earned money. Whereas shopping for a new pair of shoes because yours is worn out qualifies as good spending. If you struggle with following a budget, this summary of Chelsea Fagan's book, The Financial Diet, is for you. 9 Ways to Improve Spending Within a Year. In the age we live, everything around us, unfortunately, encourages us to be wasteful spenders, inciting us to buy and accumulate things we don't need or more than we need, and to postpone important financial decisions like retirement savings till it's too late. That is why Fagan created her list of 9 tips to get good with money over the span of a single year. 1. Create a budget. A budget helps you keep track of your money and where it goes. Without it, you won't be able to control your money or your cash flow. How do you create a budget? Compile several months of your card statements and bills and take note of your regular monthly payments and other items you're spending on, then put each in a category so you'll know how to manage it in the future. 2. Establish an emergency fund. This is where you create a backup in case of emergencies. The Financial Diet recommends having at least 3 to 6 months' worth of expenses saved, so you can cover all your living costs in case of emergency. 3. Learn about and create a credit score. A credit score, or credit rating, is a number that tells a bank the likelihood of your repayment of credit. The higher your score, the bigger the chance the bank would give you credit or loan options and at better rates. As long as your credit score is high, you become eligible for getting credit cards, loans, and mortgages. 4. Do a credit card checkup. You shouldn't use more than 30% of the available credit on your credit card, as anything higher than that would hurt your credit score. To enhance your score, you need to have as much unused credit as possible. 5. Use automation whenever you can. Try to automate as many of your payments as possible, whether they're card or bill payments or even saving transfers. This will help keep your credit card score from taking a direct hit if you overspend. 6. Don't postpone retirement savings. Most people forget about retirement savings. All you need to do is to draw up a basic plan for your retirement and open an account where you can compile savings. Your retirement account should come after you've saved your emergency fund. If you work at a company that offers retirement options or accounts, meet up with your human resources representative to review your options. 7. There is something called a career checkup. This is where you compare your salary against what others in the same field are making. If you're in the United States, websites like Glassdoor can be helpful. You'll need to answer some questions on job fulfillment and performance, like if you're happy or if you're working towards achieving a certain goal or if there are options to grow where you currently work. 8. Additional income sources. It is important to have a means to supplement your income so you won't have to be reliant on a single job. Depending on the field you specialize in, you can find various freelance options and opportunities. 9. Give yourself a treat. As you follow this step-by-step guide, it's important not to forget yourself along the way. Set small goals for yourself in several of the above-mentioned points, whether financial or career-related. Once you achieve one or more of these mini goals, reward yourself. The world of investing. Like a budget, investing should start at the beginning of your career or when you are young. Because investing at a young age means you have a longer time to watch your money increase and your investments grow. Look at your money as if it's something alive and evolving. It shouldn't be lying unless in a bank account, because the main aspect of investing is that it's active money. While you're busy doing other things, your money is growing, generating returns and bringing you more benefits. Here are 5 ways to begin investing. 1. Create an emergency fund for 3 to 6 months of living costs. 2. Create a debt repayment plan and start lowering your debt, which in turn will reduce the interest you have to pay and increase your benefit. 3. Create a retirement account and try to put it in the same amount as your employer. 4. Consider investment opportunities that aren't risky, like mutual funds or index funds. 5. Once the 4 points above are accounted for, and if you're feeling confident, you may invest in individual stocks with companies you feel you can trust. Many people often look at investment as point number 5, the investment in stocks, but the truth is, investing encompasses way more than stocks. Rules of investment. According to Jane Wangbo, founder of Money School with Jane, here are the 10 investment rules. 1. Money shouldn't be your goal, just a tool or a means to an end. To get there, you need to understand what your objective is and what you want your money for in the future. 2. Create an emergency fund. 3. Create retirement account. 4. Learn the basics of mathematics and financial vocabulary and terminology. 5. Learn to be confident and comfortable around numbers and how to work around what makes an asset useful, the balance sheet, the income statement, and the cash flow statement. 6. Establish a passive stream of income. 7. Follow your gut when it comes to investing. 8. Evaluate your financial strategy by understanding how a business can result in sustainable profit, not just sales. Think like an investor who wants a return on their investment. 9. When your investment fails, don't take it personally. In their essences, investments are a form of betting. You win some and you lose some. 10. Last but certainly not least, be patient. Investing takes time to generate results. The process will exhaust you, but will also make you grow. Becoming the CEO of your life. Becoming the CEO of your life is about figuring out how to get paid what you deserve. This can be done by researching the average salary in your niche or industry, taking into account your age, education, experience, and job type. You can ask people in the industry to get a better idea of the situation and numbers. Negotiating offers you receive. Remind yourself that money is not the only aspect of the negotiation, and that being able to negotiate is a sign you're confident and professional. Don't compare yourself to your friends and co-workers. Don't take things personally, and don't threaten to leave if you dislike the status quo. Instead, search, highlight your achievements, and practice how you're going to negotiate your salary. If you're hoping to get promoted, show your boss that you're capable of doing a higher-level job first. This means you may have to overperform in your current position in order to rise in your company. If a higher salary is your target, then you should aim high, which means that staying in the same job or company for a long period of time may hurt you. You shouldn't let your sense of loyalty to your current job get in the way of better opportunities. Constantly and continuously grow your career and non-career related skills. This is a long-term personal investment that will help you in searching for jobs and getting hired. It'll also make you irreplaceable, so stay ahead of the curve. How you eat affects your wallet. If you're the type of person to regularly order takeout or to go to nearest fast food joint for your lunch, then you need to sit down and look at the numbers racking up your finances. If you want to manage your finance, going out to a restaurant or ordering in should be a treat you give to yourself at the end of the week or month, not the usual. To master your kitchen is to master your wallet, according to Fagan. What this means is that each person should be able to create a meal out of anything they have at home and even use what's about to expire before it does. You don't need to be a cuisine expert to make a nutritious and inexpensive meal. So, stop looking at the pretty plates on Instagram that makes you afraid of trying your hand in the kitchen. living in a home you love. Another aspect in maintaining a budget-friendly lifestyle is your home. Your home should be your sanctuary, a place where you feel comfortable. Look at furniture as an investment. This will make you think economically and allow you to skip buying unnecessary pieces. Even if they look super cool, your wallet will thank you for it. Furniture don't make up the total expenses of your home. In addition to paying mortgage or rent, there is the cost of maintenance, which can be a lot. So, a good idea is to learn to do a few home repairs on your own, such as changing light bulbs or fixing the toilet lever. Being able to maintain your home and its basic repairs will go a long way in saving your money. Conclusion. Throughout this summary of the financial diet, you've explored different ideas and strategies that can help you manage your finance. While we are all facing the same problem, our approach to solving it has to be customized to each person's need and lifestyle. So, while you're considering Fagan's ideas, have an open mind and see what works for you.